It's Saturday morning and time now for the Coach's Corner on Thunder Country KIIC. The Coach's Corner focuses on the world of sports with special emphasis on local sports with interviews from coaches and players. The Coach's Corner is brought to you each and every Saturday morning from 9 until 10 a.m. live from the lobby of the Community First Credit Union in Albia or wherever our journeys may take us. The Coach's Corner is brought to you by Community First Credit Union and Menards, where you can save big money. And now live, it's the Coach's Corner.
Good Saturday morning to you. Welcome to the Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union. On this big Saturday, it's a big Saturday for a new sport to town, is archers. We'll be coming into Albia and invading our community. 444 archers will participate today at the Albia High School, a brand new program that we're going to talk about here at the latter half of this hour. But about 1,200 people will grace our community, and we'll get to show it off. And it'll be a new experience for our kids and our community. But just over there at the gym and checking out the sites, 23 targets set up, 444 archers. It's going to be quite the event. And I had a chance to catch up with Coach Roger George and Coach Richard Montgomery, two of the guys behind this tremendous new opportunity for our kids. It goes all the way down into the grade schools. My daughter is going to be participating today. Fourth graders will participate, but all the way to the high school level. And, this is an event that I think is going to turn into something really big here. Already big, 444 archers. Like I said, that you do some math on that, that should be around 1,200 people coming into our community, and that's always a really good thing. Congratulations to the Victorian Stroll Committee last week. What a show. Mother Nature did her part and provided this beautiful backdrop, but the town came to life, and Norman Rockwell couldn't have painted a better picture, and congratulations to the Victorian Stroll Committee for making all that possible. Going to talk basketball this morning. Coach Haywood's going to join up with us, the head girls basketball coach, and talk about his team. They came off of a win on Tuesday against Sheraton. What a great environment that was on Tuesday night. A packed house, and we got to see two outstanding basketball games, the boys and the girls both getting wins. Of course, Kevin Archer's going to talk with me here in just a second. He's up here in the studio, and we're talking about that double overtime victory over Sheraton. Then the Blue Demons going to win last night, so we're going to talk about that as well. But when Coach Haywood comes in, we're going to have a chance to talk the first-year coach for the Albia Blue Demons. His first year as head coach, but he's been a part of the program for some time, and we'll talk about this girls' basketball team and the early start to this conference season as the change in the conference schedule puts all these conference games up front, and that's a new challenge for these coaches. But they're working their way through it, and we'll work our way through this Saturday morning when we come back to the Coach's Corner. Don't go anywhere.
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message from our sponsors.
No one likes to think about death, let alone plan for it. But making this important decision today allows time for consideration of all details with a clear mind, free from the stresses and confusion immediately following death. Pre-funding a funeral is a thoughtful and loving act to remove the financial burdens from loved ones under difficult circumstances, and it ensures that your wishes will be carried out. It may seem intimidating to begin planning your own funeral. However, the staff at Tharp Funeral Home would be happy to meet with you under no obligation. Contact Tharp Funeral Home in Albia at 932-3129.
Hi, this is Jason Summers with Summers Insurance in Albia and our new location in Sheraton on West Court across from Hy-Vee. At Summers Insurance, let our experienced staff of qualified agents help you sort through the confusion of insurance and get the coverage you need. At Summers Insurance, we have a large selection of companies to choose from so we can shop and you can save. At Summers Insurance, give us a call today, toll-free, 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance, we shop, you save.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
You don't have to go to the big city to find a great selection of clothing for the entire family. You just have to go to Franklin Street Clothing in Pella. Levi's and Dockers for men and women. Sweaters for everyone. Men's, big and tall. Ladies' plus sizes and petite. Sports coats, suits, ties, and all the accessories. Hawkeye and Cyclone apparel and free gift wrapping. Open 9 to 8 Monday through Friday, 9 to 6 on Saturday. Franklin Street Clothing, 612 Franklin in Pella.
Hi, this is Jackie Huber with the White Buffalo Restaurant, telling you about our daily lunch buffet. You'll start with our huge salad bar, the freshest homemade salads and salad toppings. There's Caesar salad and two fresh soups also. Our hot food buffet features roasted chicken, made from scratch pizza, potatoes, and more sides. Fresh tortilla wraps and ice cream. So change your ways and do what's fresh every day with our lunch buffet. It's only $6.95 and it's ready when you are. See you at the Buffalo.
My reality, I was tired. Tired of impersonal pharmacy service, long lines, and never seeing the same pharmacist behind the counter. I didn't know them, and they didn't know me. But I decided to try MediCap Pharmacy. They made transferring my prescriptions easy. The MediCap pharmacist even reviewed my medications and made suggestions that saved me money. Now that's a healthy dose of reality. For a healthy dose of reality, visit the Oskaloosa MediCap Pharmacy store today.
If you need a little extra cash during this busy time of year, stop by Community First Credit Union for a holiday loan as low as 8.40% APR. Whether it's for traveling, gift giving, bills, or just a little extra spending money, we have a loan for all of your holiday needs. Applying is easy. Visit your local branch or apply online today, putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. APR is annual percentage rate. Terms and qualifications apply. Limited time offer. Federally insured by the NCUA.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
One way or another, those Blue Demons were going to get it done on Tuesday night and took two overtimes. But what a night it was for basketball on Tuesday night. Followed that up with another win last night down in Centerville. And I've got the head coach of the Albion Blue Demons sitting here with me, Coach Kevin Archer. Coach, great week for Blue Demon basketball. And, you know, you guys sit right there at the top of the conference, and you know, with it's a three-way tie if I have it right, and you guys are right there with the you know, right at the top where you want to be.
Yeah, well, Knoxville hasn't been beat yet.
One little detail, Coach, yeah. But you know, I've already penciled that W in when you guys go on the road, so you know, I'm just trying to help you out there, buddy.
Yeah, well, yeah, Knoxville got Sheraton last night, so Sheraton has two losses, and then we're right behind Knoxville with one, but. After dropping that first game and, you know, getting the next three conference games, you know, it feels good. You know, a tough week this week to get Sheraton at home on Tuesday. And everybody knows how good Sheraton is. And then last night to go down to Centerville and get a win in a place that we hadn't won for a couple of years. You know, we'd won there before, but it had been, you know, Matt Baker's a four-year starter and he hadn't won down there yet. So nice to go down there and get back on track with playing a little bit better in their gym.
Big win, but you know, when you think about you see what happened to Sheraton last night, Knoxville getting a win, and that's the game I didn't have in my book, and I kind of booked that up to Sheraton and expected a three-way tie at the end of the night on Friday night. But after a big double overtime a game like it was on Tuesday night, there was so much energy and emotion spent. It's very difficult to get the guys back up for both clubs, for you and for Sheraton. And fortunately, you guys rose to the occasion. But a lot of energy expended on that Tuesday night.
Right. Just a crazy game. I'm sure a fun game to be at, but it was crazy. It was nuts. We've been in some games like that before. But yeah, and in the locker room afterwards, we celebrated and we talked to the guys and we let the guys, you know, enjoy it. But, you know, one of the things we said right before we left was, you know, we've got to turn the page quick. I mean, we have to forget about this game, and not forget about it, but we have to move on quick because, you know, everybody in this locker room should have expected to win. So it shouldn't be a total surprise. It shouldn't be something that we celebrate for a long time. We should be able to move on pretty quick and start preparing for Centerville. And I think the guys did that. You know, Wednesday's practice was okay, but, and then Thursday we were over at Grant. You know, we didn't have the greatest practice situations those next 2 days, but I thought we I thought we got as much out of it as we could and move past that Tuesday game. But yeah, it's tough. It's a game like that that you circle and the guys are really, really up for, you know, and to get that win, you worry a little bit about how the team feels mentally moving forward.
Well, you've also dealing with the physical aspect of your team. You got the emotion of coming off that win, but the physical aspect of it, you know, let's just be honest. Most teams had some time off of football to get ready for basketball, and your guys had they went right to the from Friday to Monday to practice, and the physicality that takes on the body. There's no time for them to rest, and then also in that month that most teams have, they can rest a week and then start to prepare for basketball conditioning. And so you really didn't have that. So then you have a big game on a Tuesday night and followed up with a Friday night. That's a lot of energy physically that's spent and difficult physically for the guys to prepare for that. How is the condition of these guys? Because, you know, they haven't had that break.
Yeah, I'm pretty happy with this, you know, from a conditioning standpoint. And not really anything that I feel like that I did that was special. I said that after the Sheraton game, I felt like we were in pretty good shape, and it really wasn't because we really weren't able to get after them because of that quick turnaround. But I think that's okay. You know, from another standpoint, I feel like, you know, maybe not having some of that rest from some of our guys has taken a toll on their bodies a little bit. You know, we were pretty worn down last night after the game and pretty sore, and we've got a guys that are a step slow and maybe it's catching up to them a little bit. You know, we've got three games and we've got a nice holiday break, and hopefully we can get some guys and get their legs back and take some time off and get healed up a little bit. But you don't really know the impact that's going to have when you have such a quick turnaround. You feel like it's not going to be a huge deal because of the age of your guys, and but I think maybe we've seen that a little bit. But, you know, we've battled through, and we've had a couple nice wins here. So just need to keep improving and get everybody healthy over break.
Going to stay on Tuesday night for just a second. But I was really impressed, guy, with the play of your interior guys. You know, you take on Hawkinson, you got him in foul trouble right away. And you know, guys like Nate Habman and Cameron Stocker. I was so impressed. Cameron Stocker had his best half of basketball as a varsity player. Of course, it's young here, but he played some outstanding basketball. I think 6 points in that first half, but really wasn't his points. It was his defense and his footwork, and I was just really impressed with his work and the rest of the guys having to fight Hawkinson on the inside.
Yeah, really, really happy with Cameron's development, and Cameron has worked really hard. He's something that he's a guy that we haven't had a lot of time to talk about, but he had a fantastic summer. You know, loves the game, works at it. He's at everything. He comes to a lot of our stuff, and, you know, Cameron's such a good kid. You tell Cameron that he needs to get better at something, or he needs to work on something, and he does it. You know, and we, coming in, we wanted to match up with Sheraton, and we ended up doing that for the most part, but it was, took a chance with Cameron. I mean, we let him have Hawkinson, and he was giving up a lot, you know, from a physical standpoint, from a strength standpoint, but he really, really battled, like you said, and had a great, great opening quarter against them. I think got a steal maybe on the first or second possession, and had a couple buckets on top of that. But yeah, really proud of his development, and his play on Tuesday was fantastic. And Nate, we're kind of getting to know Nate. I guess the community's kind of getting to know Nate maybe a little bit, and we've played all summer with Nate. But Nate's another really good kid. And there's some adjustments. You know, some growing pains, maybe him coming over into our program and getting acclimated to how we do things and how we play. But just a fantastic kid. And Nate's more of a scorer. Nate's more of an offensive guy maybe than Cameron is. But that's why they work so well together. But yeah, they were huge. And then they both foul out. So we didn't have. I don't think we had Nate for any of the overtime.
No, he was.
And then
was,
we didn't have Cameron for the last section, so, or maybe it was mixed, switched around.
You guys just such a good job as a collective, as a team on the inside against Hawkins. He was going to get his, and he did. That's what great athletes do. And then you look at Derek Lang. Golly gee, there was three players on that basketball court on that night that I don't think you're going to find three better basketball players. Certainly not in Southern Iowa, but maybe three of the best basketball players in the entire state. And I thought Blake Bear did a tremendous job defensively, him and Matt Baker, to you know, slow down Lang. And it really confused their defense. It really made them become almost one-dimensional at times because the passing lanes were taken away and they were cutting off Lang. He's going to get his, but I was really impressed with the way you guys played defensively, and particularly Blake Bear.
Yeah, it's hard to say that when you give up 84. But
I know, but we did two overtimes to get there.
Yeah, and Colton Dorpinghaus really came in, and we Colton really denied catches and played really well on Lang. And, you know, Blake, we're asking Blake to do a little bit more than he's used to. You know, he's playing a ton of minutes, and then we ask him to guard the best guy. You know, we've got to get him some breaks, and we've got to let some other guys take some of those minutes, those defensive minutes away from him, not necessarily so he can completely rest, but where he isn't out there trying to deny catch every second of the possession. So, but yeah, great minutes by Colton and Blake, and you know, it kind of got to a stretch there where I felt it was just Matt and it was Baker and Lang trading buckets, and didn't really necessarily want to get into that, you know. But when Matt's getting to 15 feet, you know, that's a shot that he's taken, you know, 1.5 million times, you know, and it was kind of a stretch there. It was Lang at one end and Matt at the other, and you know, we had really talked about that the next day. You know, we said, you know, We can't do a ton of that. We can't win a lot of games that way. But Matt's a really special player, but we can't unload everything on him and expect to win a ton of big games watching him. So, but you know, it's nice when push comes to shove and you need a basket and you can
create those shots too. Yeah. And so you say, you know, my guys, Matt got his shots, but I really thought the spacing and the way that your guys made that room for Matt. Sometimes it gets congested and your guy doesn't have any place to go. But and I think of guys like Lee Curran, you know, who I think as time comes on, Lee finds his spot on those dribble drives by Blake or by Matt. You know, Lee can flat out shoot the basketball.
Yeah, exceptional shooter. And I didn't really feel like he shot it. He didn't shoot it great down the stretch against Sheridan, but that's the first time Lee's been in a really big game, you know. I think he made some nice shots early, and he shot the ball well last night. He had a big three last night that I think it put us back up 12 with a minute and a half. I mean, the game probably wasn't in doubt, but it was just one of those deals where, you know, this is okay. You know, the game's over. It was one of those types of shots. So Lee's got a lot of confidence, and like I said, Lee with Cam, I mean, just a ton of time in this offseason, and you know, we didn't get a chance to talk about it maybe, but those are two guys that when people talked to me before the season started, you know, hey, who's going to surprise us a little bit? Those were the two, because those guys were ready. You could tell all summer that if you needed them to play extended minutes or you needed them to start, that they were both ready for that. And you know, it's one thing feeling like you're ready, and then it's another thing being put into that situation in such a big game and being calm and cool and doing your job. And you know, from a coaching standpoint, you're as impressed with that as you are with anything else.
Well, this week brought you a lot of coaching moments because you had short turnaround, two really good opponents. You got to go on the road, get the big opponent home that you got to get in double overtimes. You guys know that you can win and you know how to get there. Blake Bear at the free throw line there, and regulation with, I think, two ticks on the clock, and you're down by two. You have to have those two free throws. You know, it's hard to draw those coaching moments up and to have them all go your way, Coach. That's a really big week.
Yeah, that was – can't forget to talk about that. And, you know, I had felt like at the end of regulation, we got a great look at the end of regulation to win it. We had a corner three by Lee. Just wide open that Lee's going to knock down, and we had kind of missed on that opportunity. But leading up to that, I thought we had some opportunities to maybe win the game in regulation. It didn't happen, and then first overtime, you know, really got the feeling that we were in a lot of trouble, and we get Blake that foul with 1.8 seconds left, which is very fortunate. But Blake's just a confident guy. I mean, a really really confident guy, and that's. That's why he made those free throws. I mean, he was telling himself he was going to make them, and he was confident. And you know what? We talked about it after the game. You know, Blake was a big part of last year's team, and we had a couple situations like that last year where there's no time left on the clock, and we have a couple big free throws left, and some senior leaders that were on the line. And Blake, I think, learned from those experiences, learned from talking to those guys and being around those guys after those big situations were over. But, yeah, he hasn't shot two free throws like that in his life. And for him to step up as confident and sure of himself as he was, that was really impressive.
Coach, got another big week coming ahead of you, and then you get to the break. What's in store for Blue Demon basketball this coming week?
Well, we've got to go to play today. We go to Twin Cedars today, and it's an early start. I think the girls start at 2, so that's a quick turnaround. We need to be ready there. I mean, I think last year we'd won in overtime at Sherritt and turned around and played Twin Cedars at home, and it was a four-quarter game. You know, we need to be ready to go for that. Clark on Tuesday at Clark. Not always a very easy place to play, so we've got to be ready there. And then we have Davis County on Friday, who's, you know, brings everybody back from that team that had us on the ropes in the first round at the end of last year. So a big week, you know, 2 conference games out of 3, and but you know, one at a time, make sure that we take care of our jobs today and get better every time we step on the court. But really excited about the last 3 games, how we've battled and how we've fought back and overcome that adversity of that first game and you know, maybe losing a little confidence or being a little bit unsure of ourselves. So hopefully we're starting to figure out who we are. And you know, last night maybe figuring out defensively a little bit who we are. You know, not playing an 80-78 ball game. So I think we're headed in the right direction. Plenty of stuff that we need to work on, but I really like our group of guys. I like the way we play together, and I like the way that we treat each other. So a fun group to be around and a group that I think can get better.
Coach, go have fun today. A short turnaround once again. But I think this is a nice reprieve to take and get a non-conference opponent. You're going to win the game, the basketball game today. You're going to be pressed hard. Twin Cedars always will have good athletes. But kind of nice to not have that pressure of the conference. Maybe, you know, get a chance to actually experiment a little bit on combinations with guys.
Yeah, I don't know if that – you always think that might happen, and that never happens. But, yeah, nice to have a non-conference game, I guess. You know, one out of the first, you know, 4. So, but, yeah, just an opportunity for us to get better and an opportunity for – and we might have to go a little bit deeper. My bench has been really, really good Tuesday, Friday. We've gotten a ton of really good minutes out of a lot of guys. So that's a plus.
You know, I haven't really got a chance to talk with you much about the, you know, we're looking at this year and trying to concentrate on getting wins this year, but the JV and the freshman programs, how are they looking, Coach? And maybe some names that we might want to look at.
JV's played really well. And we've used, you know, you want to start talking about some of those guys, you know, your Brendan Bassett's and your Tony Leshin, some really good athletes. Cade Crawl's playing a lot of JV time for us. Tony had played he'd played some varsity minutes those first 3 games when we had played a lot of our 1-3-1 and hadn't played it as much here recently, so he hadn't gotten a lot of time, but just a really, really good athlete in Tony, and a good group. I think they're undefeated. I know they won again last night, and Coach Kirkland has his rotation, it's close to 10. He's playing a lot of guys and trying to get a lot of guys better. And the freshmen, you know, without Cade, who they've always played with, they've competed very well. I think they might have one loss. They have one loss so far. So, you know, went to Centerville last night and won all 3 games. You know, we have guys in all of those, both those grade levels that are going to be good basketball players that are going to help us out and that are getting better. So, yeah, excited about how everybody's playing. You know, the gym space for us sometimes is difficult, and you don't get as much practice time and as much repetition as you'd like. But we're making the most out of what we have, and trying to get guys better. But yeah, a lot of guys, and I know I just airballed on a lot of names there on the with the JV. So I apologize, but excited about our young guys.
Coach, thanks so much for stopping by. Let's go and have fun today and see if we can't get a win at Twin Cedars. And we'll be looking forward to talking with you next week as head into the Christmas break. And I know everybody's excited about a big week of basketball, but getting that Christmas break, get some rest for you and the guys.
Yeah, always a good time. So thanks for having me.
We're going to take a quick time out. Come right back. Scotty Fry running the board. Skylar Black standing in. He's going to get some minutes here. When we come back, Coach Mike Haywood is going to join us. We're going to talk girls basketball when we come back. Back to the Coach's Corner. Don't go anywhere.
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message from our sponsors.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
Does your car or truck need tires? If so, call Dewey Motor Company at 641-932-5172. Dewey Motor Company sells all major tire brands for your car or truck. Dewey Motor Company, your tire headquarters. 932-5172. 932-5172. Or on the web at deweymotor.com.
Nelson Pioneer Farm and Museum presents an old-time country Christmas Friday and Saturday evening, December 12th and 13th from 5 to 8 p.m. Enjoy the gifts of the season, music, gift shopping, children's activities and crafts, hot soups and goodies. The museum will be open both evenings. Admission is free. Their gift to you, but they welcome donations. Nelson Pioneer Farm and Museum and the Mahaska County Historical Society wish you a joyous holiday. They're located just off Glendale Road, 2 miles east of William Penn University in Oskaloosa.
Hi, this is Judy from Total Choice Shipping. Holidays are a busy time, but we're here to help you. We can help you with all your packing and shipping needs. We can ship FedEx, UPS, Post Office, and DHL. We also do printing, invites, cards, or flyers. We can personalize mugs and t-shirts for you and your family. Plus, we have personalized sports pictures that we could put your name in the picture and frame it. Stop in and check us out for all packing, shipping, and printing needs. Have a Merry Christmas to you and your family. We are located at 201 High Avenue East in Oskaloosa. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 2.
Shop H&S Feed and Country Store in Oskaloosa for the pet and animal lover on your gift list. H&S Feed and Country Store has a great selection of made in the USA pet treats, which make great gifts as well as toys, pet beds, premium pet nutrition, sweaters, and coats for those special pets. Gift cards make great gifts for those hard to shop for on your list. H&S is located on the west side of Oskaloosa. Free gift wrapping available. Customers can park right by the front door at H&S.
With U.S. Cellular, getting connected has never been easier. Now get select connected devices for just a penny when you sign up for a new Shared Connect plan. Share your data with connected home phones, mobile hotspots, and modems. Share more and save more with connected devices, starting at just a penny. U.S. Cellular.
Hello.
Hello, better. Shared Connect plan required due to your agreement, $40 activation fee, and additional restrictions apply. See store for details.
Stop in today at Boyd's Cellular, your local authorized agent of U.S. Cellular, for more details. Boyd's has 4 locations to serve you: New Sharon, Grinnell, Newton, and Albia.
This holiday season, Community First Credit Union is here to simplify your life with online, mobile, and text banking. Why bother with conventional banking during the hustle and bustle? Go branchless. It's our most convenient branch. Plus, our call center is ready to help you 7 days a week, including the evenings. Simplify your holiday season with CFirst and go branchless, putting the community first at Community First Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Putting the community first credit union.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back, everyone. Back to the Coach's Corner. We're talking Lady D basketball here at the end of the hour. We're going to go and run over to the high school and caught up with Coach Richard Montgomery and Coach Roger George and the new archery program. 444 archers in town today, and 23 targets set out on that court. A lot of shooting going on in that high school gymnasium. And talking with a guy that shot the ball a lot and coaching the a team that is shooting the ball a lot, and that is the girls basketball coach, Mike Haywood. Coach, first of all, congratulations. Your first-year coach, head coach, but part of the program for so long. So it was a nice, easy transition for you, but a lot of responsibilities you didn't have a year ago. But coming off the good hands of Coach Achenbach, you guys were the dynamic duo of girls basketball. But congratulations on your head coach position.
Well, thanks a lot. It's been a lot of fun. I knew it would be. I knew the kids. That was a big factor in being interested in doing it. You know, there's a lot of good kids in the program. And I learned a lot from Larry. Hell, he asked me, well, this is my seventh season total. I was assistant for 6 years. That first year, he asked me if I'd be interested in helping him. And I said, Larry, I've never coached girls. You know, I really don't know if I can do that. And he assured me that it'd be fine and I would enjoy it. And he was 100% right. It's a lot of fun.
Well, the game is a lot of fun to watch. Great to broadcast. You know, over the years, had some really, really good basketball teams. And you got a really good basketball team this year. But, you know, the formula to every good basketball season really hinges around those seniors. And to have four seniors coming back, Coach, that's a real plus. Talk a little bit about your seniors.
Well, we do. We have four that's been in the program all 4 years. Tierra Powers is she doesn't see the floor much in varsity, but she's a great teammate. She's been there every day. She comes every day. She never complains. You ask her to do something, she'll do it without questioning you. And she's a little undersized in the post, but she does her best, and we're really lucky to have Tierra for what she provides us. And then our three seniors that's played a lot in the past and we're really counting on this year is Tegan Bossard. She started for us pretty much every game last year. She's a really good defensive player. She's really important to what we do. Tegan's one of those girls, one of those players, boy or girl, that she doesn't really have to score a lot to have a positive impact. You know, we usually give her the toughest defensive assignment. We're playing a lot of zone this year, but still we'll put her where the ball's going to be and try to influence the ball one way or the other. And, you know, she's a decent shooter when she's open, but she understands her role and knows her game. And she's really important. She does all those things that nobody appreciates but coaches. And we need her. And then Sarah Clark. Sarah last year, when we coached her in JV, Sarah, sometimes we'd need somebody to play in post. And Sarah's not a post player, but she would play in there and she'd do her best. And last year on the varsity, we needed a backup point guard, and she would do that without, you know, and she's not really a natural point guard, but she did her best at that and did a very, very, very fine job, came through in some big moments for us. And this year, she's playing another position. It's what we call our trailer. It's like traditional four position, you know, the stretch four, the colleges call it now. She plays on the perimeter mostly, but defensively she ends up inside. She can really shoot it. Sarah put in a very good summer. And she made herself a lot better. And I knew going in she was set up to have a really nice senior season, and she is. And we ask a lot. Sarah has a lot of responsibility for us, and she's been a good leader. And we need a lot out of her going forward, and I'm confident we'll get it. And the fourth one is Kinsey Griffin. And Kinsey was first-team All-Conference last year. And I would be shocked if she's not headed there again this year. Something's really going to have to happen. She's just so good. She can do everything. We ask her to do everything. She's one of our leading rebounders. I'm sure she's leading us in assists. I think she had 20 last night. She can shoot it. She drives. She sets her teammates up. She dives. She helps out on the back end of our zone defense, and I think she's 5'4". You know, I ask a lot of Griff on and off the court. She's almost like a coach on the court, and we need that. And I just think she's one of the best players around, and I think people can come and watch a game and see how talented she is, but they really still don't understand what all she does for us.
Well, she's so competitive. I just love it. You know, she's intense. You know, you guys stretched that lead out against Sheraton on Tuesday night, and she was playing as hard there at the end as she was at the beginning of the basketball game. She's just an intense, competitive basketball player, and then you couple that with her athleticism and her basketball skills. That makes her a tremendous overall basketball player.
Yeah, she is, and she just fights. And last night, you know, it was late, and we tried to make a run, and it got late, and, you know, the possibility was still there, but, you know, it wasn't looking good. But Griff, she's still diving on the ball, on the floor for the ball, and setting her teammates up, and she just won't quit. And that rubs off on her teammates. You know, she leads by example on the floor. She's one of the more competitive kids we've had in the program.
Coach, this conference, you know, you start with Eddieville, Blakesburg, Fremont, and of course, I think they're the favorite. But you go across this conference, and it doesn't matter what night it is; it's going to be a competitive ball game. And anytime you go on the road, it's going to be very difficult. But boy, you know, I love the way you played on Tuesday night. You played really good on Friday night, and Centerville makes their threes. But there's never an easy night in this conference, and it's a pretty darn balanced conference right now.
It is. And then you bring Knoxville in And I'm glad they're back in. As an old, old South Central Conference guy, that Knoxville was probably our main rival when I was in school. I'm glad they're back, and they're very good. And it is. I think this conference gets – I think it's underrated by a lot of people that aren't from around here. I think anything south of 92, Highway 92 – doesn't get much attention.
Kind of forgot.
Yeah, and but it's competitive, and there's some good coaches in this conference, and there's some talent, and teams can present you problems, and if you don't play well, you know, you're in trouble.
Well, let's talk about the week ahead. You too, just like Coach Archer talking about the boys, and I love the format, the boys and girls playing on the same night, big crowds, and. You know, a chance for everybody to come and watch the girls and boys play. But you got a big week ahead of you as well. And there's this early part of the season, with the conference schedule the way it is, it's really forced everybody to play their best basketball at the beginning of the season.
It has. And today we have to get on a bus and go play Twin Cedars, and that's going to be a challenge because we played so hard last night and came up short. But the effort was there. And how much do we have today? I talked to the girls afterwards last night that – the biggest challenge today is going to be mentally. You're going to have to convince yourself that you're fine, that, you know, you have to push yourself through that and come out and compete. And we've had a lot. This is our seventh game, and we have two next week. We go to Clark and have home for a very good Davis County team. And we're young, and this isn't an excuse. It's just a factor. It's like Coach Archer was mentioning, the gym space is really hard to come by this time of year. You've got wrestling. You've got junior high basketball. You've got Christmas programs. And so our practices are kind of choppy. And one of the areas that we really need to work on is our half-court offense. And it's been hard. But with all these games are fun. Kids go out for basketball to play games, you know. But that's just one thing we're working through. And it is, like you mentioned, it is great having the boys and girls play at the same time. Because I know it's great for the kids. And the coaches, too. You get to watch the, you know, the people you see every day. You see them in the gym. You pull for them. You get to watch them play. And that's a good deal. But there's a lot of games. We got today and two next week, and then we get a Christmas break.
Well, buddy, you've been about around Albia basketball. Gee, man, Christmas. You were part of a tremendous basketball team yourself. And, heck, when I was a seventh, eighth grader, you were refereeing basketball games. Talked you into coaching our eighth grade traveling team. And you've just been a part of it. It's got to be a really good feeling to know that, you know, you're a head coach here and still a part of the program.
It is, and it's just so much fun, and it's the people in this community are wonderful. You know, there's a lot of kids I've coached basketball, and now I can say both genders at every level. You know, and it's basketball. It all comes down to basketball. You know, you're trying to teach kids things, not just the sport itself, but, you know, the team part of it. And I really enjoy it, and I'm glad, thankful for the opportunity, and I hope I get many more. It's a lot of fun.
Well, Coach, go have fun and get a win today, and a big week ahead of you guys, and then get a little bit of a Christmas break. And the Christmas break can be a really, really important time because now, you know, the gym space opens up a little bit during the regular daytime. You got girls needing time off for the Christmas break for the holiday, but some real important time to get better. This can be an important 2 weeks for the program.
It's a very important 2 weeks, and we're going to address that with the girls when we get, you know, in another week. But we have three winnable games still before the break. We're 2-4 right now. We've had a couple get away that we thought maybe we could have won. And, you know, we got three. We could definitely lose them. We've got three winnable ones, so that's a big thing on how we go into Christmas break. And like you said, that week of – then we'll have a week off. And that week of practice in there between Christmas and New Year's, good teams get better.
Yep.
That determines your season. That week is so important. And what you can adjust or add, and we're young, and you know, we're trying to build some things, and we're trying to get some depth build up. That week's going to be really important, and hopefully we can get some wins heading into that week and have some momentum.
Well, Coach, thanks so much for stopping by. We'll catch up with you, try to get you in here at least every other week, if not every week, to talk girls basketball. Boy, I'll tell you what, the history of Albia girls basketball and under the auspices of Coach Achenbach and Coach Haywood, it's been tremendous basketball and another great season here. And we'll keep you updated with all that's going on in the girls and the boys basketball. Coach Mike Haywood here. We'll take a quick timeout, come right back. We're going to talk archery. We're going over to the Albia High School. 444 archers. Over 1,200 people grace that gymnasium today as we open up a new sport here in town. When we come back to the Coach's Corner. Don't go anywhere.
The Tharp Funeral Home in Albia has a tradition of serving families in Albia and the surrounding areas. Being locally owned and operated, I'm proud to say that my staff and I were born and raised in this community and are honored to be able to serve the people in our community at their time of need. Let us help you make an informed decision at any time. I'm Richard Tharp. Call Tharp Funeral Home at 932-3129.
Hi, this is Jason Summers with Summers Insurance in Albion and our new location in Sheraton on West Court across from Hy-Vee. At Summers Insurance, let our experienced staff of qualified agents help you sort through the confusion of insurance and get the coverage you need. At Summers Insurance, we have a large selection of companies to choose from so we can shop and you can save. At Summers Insurance, give us a call today, toll free, 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance. We shop, you save.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
This is David Lang with MDL Insurance Services. MDL offers insurance through several carriers, but our customers with Pekin seem to be our most loyal. Pekin Insurance not only offers auto, home, and commercial, but has a great life insurance portfolio, which includes term, permanent, or even a money-back term life insurance policy. Give us a call at 641-872-1616. Email us at mdlins.com or simply like us on Facebook.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
With me now is two of the outstanding first-year coaches, the guys that have helped build a brand-new program here in our community, and today... Boy, the numbers are coming in. Probably 1,100 plus people will enter the Albia High School today. We've got Coach Montgomery and Coach George here. Coach Richard Montgomery, Coach Roger George, Coach Montgomery. Let's start. You know, I know you're behind the program. This is something that's totally new to Albia. It's something that our kids and our community have never experienced. Today, what are we in store for?
Well, we just started off with our first flight of 46 archers on the line from 12 different school districts, and we probably got 22 individual schools shooting up there, and we're going to go probably through 6 or 7 o'clock tonight with 444 individual shooters. So this is pretty cool. You've got to come down and see this if you get word today. I think a lot of people have in their mind there's a few targets set up, but it's a lot more than that if you come and look what we have going today.
You know what? You sit and wonder, well, where does this come from, and where did the passion come from the two of you to put this together? Because, you know, like I said, this wasn't even a thought. You know, lots of deer hunting, and I think it's so appropriate to have this type of activity in our school system because we come in a community where, you know, outdoors is a part of our lifestyle. So it's a real natural fit for our community, but, you know, where did this thought come from and where did the passion come from to get this started?
Well, the National Archery School Program has been around for a long time. There's over 12,000 archers in the state that belong to that. There are more kids in the National Archery School Program than in Little League in this country. This is worldwide. There are many, many countries in the NASP program. I've been in competitive archery since I've been in eighth grade, went to Arizona State University, shot some Olympic qualifiers. So I guess maybe I'm kind of living this again through these young kids and seeing the excitement of, you know, hitting that 10 ring for the first time. And you never know where it can lead. I wasn't a very good shooter when I went to camp and started out in eighth grade. In fact, they probably gave me the worst bow because I was the littlest kid. And one thing led to another, and here I am. So we just started in the PE program. The school board was kind enough to go to bat for us. And we've had the administration, the PE teachers, the community, the kids, they've been awesome. And we'd probably have another 100 kids, but we're also competing with and I don't like to use the word competing because we're not competing against basketball and football. What's neat is that all kids have an opportunity to do something here at Albia High School, middle school, and elementary. And that's very important. If we want to really save kids, we're going to do it one arrow at a time.
That's good stuff. Coach Roger George, Coach,
You know, I know you're a school board member as well. You know, you take in from the outside, and you're ignorant of how the program works. And my eyes have been opened immensely. My daughter's in the program, and just watching you guys work from the backside, it's impressive that how the attention to detail with safety. And you know, so as a school board member, they come to you and say, "Hey, we're going to start shooting arrows in the gym," and you know, that has to be a concern. But you know, I know you and the rest of the board got behind this program, and look what it's turned into.
Oh yeah, you're right. The school board was the main question. What are we doing? Why are you're going to take a bow and you're going to shoot an arrow in our gym, our brand new facility? And how's that supposed to work out? Well, it's worked out quite well. We have four backdrops behind the targets. No arrow is going to get into anything. If not, it's a skip across the floor if we have a archer that can't hit the target. Other than that, the whistle commands are all intact. The archers know exactly what's going on. They know when to pick their bow up. They know when to put their bow down. They know when to get their arrows. The most dangerous thing in my eyes and in Coach Montgomery's eyes is pulling the arrows. But we have that taken care of because only one archer is supposed to be at a target at a time. So no one's going to get poked our eye out or get hit with an arrow.
Well, you know, we're going to talk about the shooting and the competition. But one of the things I think that Coach Montgomery just touched on from a school board's perspective is the number of kids that you get to actually touch their lives. It's a great thing, and you can do a lot in the classroom. But an academic or academics can go so far. But then there's that exercise, the extracurricular side, and to have another program like this where you're going to touch lives that maybe don't get in those traditional programs.
Oh, you're absolutely correct. Oh, we've already done that with several kids, kids that didn't want to stay in Albia, but now they want to stay in Albia because they have something to look forward to during the wintertime. I still remember my coach from football, Mike Wade. He's a great impact in my life. I'm telling you right now, it was very important for me. Coach Montgomery keeps talking about his archery coach back at Arizona State. I learned a lot from just watching Coach Montgomery hold practice. I mean, he's becoming a mentor in my life. You need a mentor, always. As an adult, you need a mentor. So these kids are getting a great education. Now they're getting a great education in the gym with a bow and arrow, and maybe they'll take that and go into a timber and hunt a deer or hunt a turkey one of these days with a bow and arrow.
We're talking Albia Archery here, a brand new program, a huge event going on right here in Albia today. I got Coach Richard Montgomery and Coach Roger George. And Coach Montgomery, I'm really impressed. And I'm around youth sports. I've coached and head up a lot of programs, but really the discipline, and that's something that's missing in our kids' world. But the discipline that's taking place in your program, the kids, they follow your commands, and you know, it's really impressive the attention that they're giving to their coaches and the details of archery.
I don't know if this is going to be on the air today. Oh, awesome! Because just to let you know, our kids are going to shoot throughout the day. Some had conflicts, so I had to scatter them throughout the day in different flights. But the 1 o'clock flight are the high schoolers, and the 3 o'clock flight are the elementary. 10 and 11 this morning will be our middle schoolers, and they're superstars too. I guess I want to just backtrack one second here and say that as this started this morning, it took me back to 1972 to a lady from Iowa named Doreen Wilbur. Doreen Wilbur, everybody needs to look her up on the web. Doreen Wilbur is only the second woman in the state of Iowa that has won a gold medal in the Olympics. Doreen's dead now, but in 1972, she went to Germany, beat the Japanese, the Russians, the Koreans, and I shot with her all the time growing up in Mason City, Iowa, and tremendous archer. Her score to date has never been broken. So she's the only gold medalist in the United States in archery, and that's incredible. So check that out on YouTube, Doreen Wilbur, and give you a little bit of history. In Iowa, if you go to Jefferson, Iowa, you'll see, in the town square, you'll see her statue, and they really play it up there because that's something to be really proud of. So I thought of her this morning as we got underway.
Well, you guys, I know you were here till about 11 o'clock last night. Had to be here early this morning, Coach George. To pull these things off, it takes a lot of bodies. And, I think to look around, one of the things that always makes me proud of this community is when there's a need for help, the people step up. And it's it's impressive the amount of work that's been in, but it's also impressive the number of people have come to help out.
Oh, you're absolutely correct. I work third shift at Vermeer, so I got off work at 6:30 or 5:30 in the morning. I come straight to my house, take a shower, and I was with Mr. Richard Montgomery until 9:30 last night. He forced me to leave the high school. He's like, you got to go. And I passed out, came back this morning. And, you know, I just can't say enough about Coach Montgomery. The man's retired principal. He's put his years in. He came to Iowa just to relax and bow hunt. Now what does he do? He comes in here, does 40 to 60 hours a week of what? Archery. So, you know, he's a diamond in the rough. I can't believe we found him. He came forward, and he took over the program, and I love him to death. What can I say? I mean, he's an awesome person to work with. You can't say enough about him. We have our stressful situations, but you know what? We're two guys that have passion, and we want what's best for our community and for our kids. So it's just, I can't say enough about the program.
Well, Coach, today, what are you looking forward to today the most out of the kids and the program?
Well, Coach Montgomery and I were talking about this, and I think our middle school team is going to be really tough to beat. Our high school team's coming along quite well, and our elementary group is coming along quite well, but our middle school team, that's our favorites right now for winning, we think.
Coach, all of our programs here have benefited from youth programs, I speak from such a biased place because I headed them up, but it, there's truth in that, you know, and it's because you give kids exposure to the sport and activity, and this being your inaugural year,
right.
You just have to look and see all these bodies that are coming out, that the future for Albion Archery is just, it's off the charts.
You know, when we started this, I showed up, I think, the second week in September in the PE classes. The PE teachers were certified through the NASB program. That's about a 12-hour little jaunt to get through that. And so I told them I'd come in and help them. And we went through everybody. And, of course, the high school kids are strong enough. They can pull their bows back. But you start getting down to fourth and fifth grade, and a lot of them, they just, I can't do this, Mr. Montgomery. Well, you help them push the bow out away from them and pull that string back. Please show up at 3 o'clock today to watch these fourth graders shoot. Not only do they shoot pretty darn well, considering where we started, that they know those safety rules to the hilt. And there's a lot of things that go unseen by spectators. When they pull those arrows out of those quivers, I don't know how many times I was scratched in the face when we first started off because the arrows went back away from their body over the top of their head, and I'd be behind them helping them, and boy, those points are sharp. So now they pull them straight up, they go over the top of the bow, they do a pre-draw, they touch their smile, they paint their face with their hand, and we've worked on follow-through, and there's a lot to this, and there's a lot of things we haven't taught them yet because it's just too much too soon. And then at 5 o'clock, I've got 35 archers that most of them are very, very young. It's just a matter of strength as they get stronger. And they're going to shoot an exhibition round. I didn't want to leave anybody out. And so they're going to be shooting up close and not scoring and just having fun. Because really, that's what it's about. You're not competing against Eddyville here or Cardinal. You're shooting against the last score you shot.
You know, I love to run. And it reminds me of that because the competition, while there's somebody standing next to you or maybe running next to you, the competition all lies inside.
That's right.
And it is such an individual thing. And every time the kids have an opportunity to go out and do their best.
And, you know, I go to a wrestling match once in a while. I'm thinking, you know, it takes a lot of guts to go out there. And you can't blame anybody but yourself, win or lose. And same with these archers. A lot of them saying, I just won't do good today. I said, you've already done good. You're walking out in front of a crowd in a very stressful situation, and you're already a winner. You don't even have to shoot an arrow to be a winner. And you've already gone over the biggest hurdle, and now I think they're probably relaxed if we go back in there and having fun. I did have a lot of kids, not a lot, but probably half a dozen, said, Ms. Montgomery, I'm not going to shoot Saturday. I said, you're not feeling well? Are you going out of town? No, I don't know. And then I'd say, well, what's the problem? I said, are you nervous? Yeah. I said, I'll be there. Coach will be there. You know, you're going to have fun, and I think a few of them maybe faked the flu this morning. But I know we're missing three or four of them.
We missed a half a dozen. I mean, we're expecting that, but they're coming around. And, you know, it's funny he said about the whistle commands and getting scratched in the face. Now, if we want to talk to the kids, and I was laughing the other day. I was like, Coach, just blow your whistle twice. Then let them get the bows and come to the line. Sure enough, they all come to the line, and I'm like, and they're all quiet. I said, now we can start talking to them. So we never ever talk to them without a bow in hand. It's just the way it is. Yeah. So, yeah, they're having fun, and that's what it's all about. Watching a kid hit a 10 and look at you and then a big smile on their face makes you come back and do it all over again. It's like golf and hitting that good, sweet shot.
You know, some of these kids are absolutely naturals. Because I can teach release, I can teach follow through, we can do all kinds of things, make sure the bows are tuned and everything else. But it comes right down to it, these aren't sights. My competition with sights, I'm a terrible instinctive shooter. So the first question a lot of these young archers, well, where do I hold? Everybody does it different as far as where that point of that arrow lies on that. And you got to figure it out. Some of these kids that have shot a long time pick a knot in the floor and with a part of their bow. I mean, they have all different techniques, and they've got to come up with it. So when some of these kids walk up and shoot five arrows in a 10 ring at even 10 meters, I'm like, what are they seeing that I'm not seeing? And they're just naturals, and you walk away just in admiration that they can do that.
Well, admiration is what I have for you guys in the program. When my daughter came home from school and all she could talk about is archery and how she wanted to go out for archery, and I'm like, what are you talking about? And I visit with you a little bit, Coach Georgia, in the summer and in the past about the program, but to see the impact, so impressed and so grateful. Going to be lots of fun. Can't wait. And you've got everybody involved. I'm going to be back here this afternoon, folks. If you're out, you've got to do yourself a favor, and that is come over to the high school and see this take place. 23 targets set across the floor, and it's an impressive sight, and you've got to come be a part of this and help celebrate our kids, help celebrate our community, and the benefit that comes to our community, folks, is beyond the dollars that come into this gymnasium, the impact it has on our community, and once again, when we do things well here, it puts a big old A on the map, and that's Albion. So we're going to take a quick time out. Come right back. You're listening to Coach Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union. Don't go anywhere.
This holiday season, Community First Credit Union is here to simplify your life with online, mobile, and text banking. Why bother with conventional banking during the hustle and bustle? Go branchless. It's our most convenient branch. Plus, our call center is ready to help you 7 days a week, including the evenings. Simplify your holiday season with CFirst and go branchless, putting the community first at Community First Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Putting the community first credit union.
The Tharp Funeral Home in Albia has a tradition of serving families in Albia and the surrounding areas. Being locally owned and operated, I'm proud to say that my staff and I were born and raised in this community and are honored to be able to serve the people in our community at their time of need. Let us help you make an informed decision at any time. I'm Richard Tharp. Call Tharp Funeral Home at 932-3129.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Another Coach's Corner in the books on this Saturday morning. Don't forget to get yourself over to the Albia High School. Be a part of the archery program that's going on today all the way to 5 o'clock. And it's going to be a great time. 444 archers coming to town. That'll bring in about 1,200-plus people to Albia, and that's always a good thing. I want to thank Coach Kevin Archer for stopping by. Boys with a big week and a couple of wins for the Albia Blue Demons. They are one game behind Knoxville. They'll play them on the road at the after the Christmas break. And, of course, we want to thank Coach Mike Haywood. What an outstanding group of young ladies he has coaching this year, and they're off to a good start and a big week ahead for them as well. And Twin Cedars is the opponent today. Want to thank Scotty Fry. Scotty running the board here. Skyler Black in the background, kind of getting Scotty. Has he gotten the touchdown? Because this is not easy stuff here, buddy. You've got to have magic butterfingers to run that board.
It's just like riding a bicycle, Jason. Pretty easy.
Well, don't be falling off, buddy, and don't be going anywhere.
I won't.
All right. Hey, I want to thank Community First Credit Union for doing a great job of sponsoring this program each and every week. To all of our sponsors, and most importantly, to you, for allowing us to come into your homes, your cars, and wherever you are, all of this great big world of ours. You've been listening to The Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union. Have a great weekend.
Thunder Country
weather. For your Saturday, we'll see cloudy skies, temperatures near 52, areas of drizzle on the overnight, along with some fog, cloudy